Okay, so now my name is Sherry Harris. I'm age 17, and today is June 2nd, 2022. And today I'm speaking with
Bridget Seymour.
And she's an English teacher. What year?
It's 21 years in the profession.
And at C.D. Hilton High School. We're from Virginia. Well, I'm from Virginia, Woodbridge.
And I'm from Loudoun County, Virginia.
Okay. What is an American dream and what does it look like?
So in my family, the American dream was always being able to just pay the bills. It was pretty simple stuff. And I am the first one in the family that went to college. I'm the first one that kind of aspired to do a little bit more than just pay the bills.
Okay. What is the definition of an American dream?
An American dream is one in which the offspring do better than the parents.
Okay. What did you want to be when you were a child?
Honestly, from about the time I was in middle school, sixth grade, language arts class, I wanted to be a language arts teacher. Sure.
And what college did you go to?
I went down the road to Mary Washington College when it was still Mary Washington College and not UMW.
Was there anyone that encouraged you, your dreams or passions? Tell me about that person.
I would say the people that inspired me were my teachers. Mostly, I would say my high school teachers, which is why I wanted to be a high school teacher first, and I ended up teaching middle school. But Mrs. Pat Land from Loudoun County Schools, I had for both my 9th and my 11th grade year, and I just loved her. She was the one that pushed for me to move on into advanced English classes.
Do you feel you achieved your dream? Of an American dream?
I have achieved my dream of becoming a teacher very much, but also being able to do some things as an independent single woman, single mom. So I've had additional dreams come along the way of my living life.
What are you looking forward to in the future, and is still something you would like to accomplish?
When I finally get to retire and hang up my teacher garb, I would like to be able to do some additional things like work on my writing and become maybe a full-time yoga teacher or just part-time yoga teacher. Just do a little bit of side hustling.
Yes. What is your advice that you have received that... What is your advice you have received that you would like to pass along to your students, and who gave you that advice?
I can't pinpoint one piece of advice. Mm-hmm. I can say that from my perspective, being able to have that one person that pushes you into doing greater things is probably the most important thing for young people nowadays to have. I feel that that has been kind of a lost art. Being a good parent, being a good teacher, and showing that connection. And I think that's what's missing right now.
Do you believe anyone can achieve their American dream? Why or not?
I do think if you set reasonable goals for your dream, you can achieve it. I think some things are more manageable. Mine might not be like reaching for the stars dreams, but I managed to make it happen.
And is there anything else you would like to say?
I want you to all go forth and do wonderful things and be a positive influence on our planet.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think I'm not gonna touch it. Let's see.
Yeah, I'll just be down here.
Okay.
If it didn't not go through.
Okay.
And if you play back and you have like, oh, what did she say here? I'm happy.
So, okay. Okay, thank you. I don't know how that went, but I think it's good. Okay.